relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
We as conservatives have got to stop playing defense. I feel like we are always defending. We're always apologizing. The theme of this conference is to play offense. We are going to get into an offensive mindset here at this conference that it is time that we stop ceding ground to the left, that we're always arguing on their terms. It is time that with a sense of urgency, we start to say, here's what we believe and why we believe it.
Wouldn't it be nice, dear friends, to start playing offensive? I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. That was Charlie Kirk. Was it yesterday? My gosh, crazy times. The Turning Point USA massive student action summit began in Tampa, Florida. I was there. We're going to be giving you a little snippet of the speech I gave to more than 4,000 assembled patriotic students from across the nation, thanks to the great offices of Charlie Kirk and his fabulous Turning Point USA team. But my oh man, I think it's just like last Monday when I came back to work after my vacation. What an usually we write off Mondays, but we have so much breaking news for you and special guests. First, we have to discuss this shocking study out of Yale and MIT that posits that the number of illegal aliens in the United States, it's not 11 million, it's not 13 million. It could be as high as 35 million illegals. Individuals who, if you amnesty and you think they're going to vote for you, that functionally creates a one-party state. And that's why the border to the south is open, not to the Cubans who are suffering in a communist dictatorship who, if they came here, would most likely vote Republican. But no, not to the Cubans, to everybody else. Nevertheless, interesting news from a federal judge. The DACA program, Obama's attempt to amnesty young illegal aliens, is unconstitutional. Of course, the judge didn't stop it. New applications are permitted, but for the time being, the program itself has been deemed unconstitutional. Shocking news from the nation's capital, from the Nationals Stadium, where at the weekend shots broke out, a gang warfare between two vehicles, which led to pandemonium as the fans tried to escape the stadium or find safety. in Chicago. Just another week, just another weekend of utter carnage. 2 days. 2 days in which 56 people were shot under the watchful eye of Mayor Lori Lightfoot. 56 shot and 11 killed. Guantanamo Bay. Biden is again making us more unsafe. He has released the first detainee from Guantanamo Bay. And when it comes to his party and those who were provided succor in the swamp from their duty to actually represent their constituents, well, it's rather ironic. First it was two, now it's three, five of the Texan Democrats who got on that private jet to escape their duties in the Texas State House have tested positive for the coronavirus, which led, after they met with Kamala Harris, to her quote-unquote regular health visit to the hospital at Walter Reed. Regular, right? Because five Democrats she met with tested positive for the coronavirus. Can I just stop here for a second? I was thinking about this story. If she's been vaccinated, why does she have to go to hospital? If you're vaccinated, you can hang around a million people with COVID. It doesn't matter because a vaccine makes you immune to coronavirus. I guess she's a science denier and doesn't understand how they work. Additionally, on coronavirus, we'll share with you the latest data on who is not getting the vaccine. And it's fascinating. It's not Trump voters. All right. Let me focus on one death. Eric, will you put that beautiful face up on the screen? It wasn't at the Nat Stadium, but it was in Washington, D.C. A beautiful little girl, a toddler, called Naya Courtney, was shot to death in a drive-by. 6 years old. Why? Did a gun magically fire itself because guns are bad? Or did a human being pull the trigger? I had a kind of epiphany today as I was listening to the carnage of what happened in D.C. and Chicago this morning. In Baltimore, they've recently released the stats for the children in public schools. 41% of the children in the public schools of Baltimore have an F grade. Their GPA is one. Is one. Now, what's that got to do with beautiful Naya Courtney's death? Everything, really. What happens if a culture, a group, a part of society is inculcated, is indoctrinated to think that education isn't important, or is so ill-served by the teachers and the unions who couldn't care less about their fate that even if they wanted to learn, they can't because they're too busy not teaching for some COVID reason or something, or too busy teaching them garbage like critical race theory. What happens if a whole ethnic group, a whole slice of society, whatever skin color, whatever socioeconomic background, starts off being told you can't learn or you shouldn't learn? When they leave school at 16 or 18, what options do they have? Can they become tech giants, entrepreneurs? Can they become white-collar professionals doing all their business from home on their Zoom calls? No. There's basically two options. They can become dependent lackeys of the state, start pushing out babies from various different fathers who are encouraged not to stay there because then you get more money from daddy state. Well, what's the other option? You know what it is. You leave school with no skills. Nobody to help you get your first job. The Democrats have created a minimum wage that destroys your chances of getting the first ladder on your career, the first rung on your ladder, because McDonald's is going to have a little electronic kiosk to order your hash browns and your Big Mac, and you don't get that job. So what do you turn to? Crime. Of course you turn to crime. Or you fall into it because nothing else is available to you. You become one of those gangbangers firing from your vehicle into another vehicle outside the Nats Stadium in the nation's capital, the capital of the greatest nation on God's earth. What a travesty. What an absurd Dantean scenario that we have nuclear weapons, we put men on the moon, but we can't be safe at the Bull Stadium in our capital. And then, of course, let's put her picture up again, Eric. If you don't care about education, if the Democrat Party couldn't give a crap about your future, including the members of the teachers' unions, you can die at the hands of a person who killed Nia Courtney. It's all connected. The Democrats don't care. They don't care about her. They don't care about your safety. They don't care about America. They just care about power. God bless Nia Courtney's soul. Please accept it into heaven, Lord. I am Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
How did you weather COVID? Well, we had a lot of home improvements. Why? Because we were stuck at home. Have you upgraded? Maybe it's time today to turn your yard into a paradise. How? With fastgrowingtrees.com. Skip the big box stores and head to fastgrowingtrees.com, the world's largest online nursery. No more waiting in lines, getting your cars dirty, full of earth, digging through a lackluster selection. Just go to fastgrowingtrees.com and choose from thousands of varieties of trees, shrubs, and plants expertly curated to thrive in your area and delivered to your door in 1 or 2 days. Whether you're looking for shade, privacy, fruit trees, or just added color for your yard, every plant is shipped with a well-developed root system ready to explode with new growth. I love fastgrowingtrees.com because, well, my wife is green-fingered, and when she's happy, when her garden looks good, everyone's happy. There's a better way to buy trees and shrubs and plants for your home and yard, and it's called fastgrowingtrees.com. Planting season is here. Join over 1 million satisfied gardeners at fastgrowingtrees.com. Plus, the 35 and Thrive guarantee means your plants will arrive happy, healthy, and ready for planting. Now through July 31st, go to fastgrowingtrees.com/GORKA for 15% off. That's 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com/GORKA. fastgrowingtrees.com/GORKA.
You know, you are why one of the reasons people can't stand the media. Sorry.
You're cracking me up.
It's your fault.
So what should I do differently, Michael?
Don't talk so much. Listen more.
Let me be very clear. That is a fabulous video that's going the rounds. Michael Scumbag, I knew it the first time I was forced to meet him in the White House, but even a scumbag can tell the truth now and again. And he's right about poor Brian Stelter. We're going to show you more of that video later in the show today. But it's time to go to a good friend of mine, first guest of the day. He is none other than the man who is at the helm of my favorite podcast. It's the Andrew Klavan Show, screenwriter, author extraordinaire. The latest project is Another Kingdom. He's with those guys at the Daily Wire. His name is Andrew Klavan. Andrew, welcome back to America First.
Great to see you, Zeb. How you doing?
I'm good, especially because you're on the show. But I'm kind of, you know me, I'm an optimist. You know, I think all Americans have to be, and that's just my default setting anyway as a human being. And I just look at the stories of the last 72 hours in D.C. and in Chicago as well. And we put this picture of this beautiful girl up on the screen, Naya Courtney, who was gunned down just... six-year-old beautiful child gunned down, and I had this kind of moment. You know these moments, Andrew. I'm sure you get them as an imagineer, as an author, where suddenly the constellation just comes together and all the pieces just fit. And I realized, of course, she's dead, because if you're the ruling party in a Democrat city, if you run the schools, if you are the progenitors of the great society, if you create enclaves where education doesn't matter, dependency on the state is key, and crime is a function of inanimate objects and not human will, then of course more six-year-old beautiful princesses are going to be murdered. Am I oversimplifying it? Because for me, it just all makes sense after last night.
No, I feel in my heart almost every day there is an anguished voice saying, what did you expect when you defund the police and then have to run think pieces in the New York Times wondering why crime is on the rise, when you to take away the processes that the police use to take guns away from criminals and instead replace them with attempts to take guns away from honest citizens, and gun crime goes up and you blame the guns. What did you expect? It happens again and again and again. We have these arguments now about children being taught this racist, critical race theory, and the left defends this endlessly when more than 50% of Americans don't read well and don't do math well. And by the way, those kids who are going to public schools, those aren't white kids. Those aren't privileged kids. Those are the poor kids and the minority kids, and they're not being educated, and they're being left to fend for themselves. And then again, you say, well, what did you expect when they can't find jobs, when they're not employable, when they turn to gangs for care instead of to parents, when their families have fallen apart? Again and again, the left tilts against reality, like Don Quixote tilting against windmills, and reality always wins. And, you know, the thing about the right is sometimes the conservatives come across as being hard guys. You know, we come across as being uncaring because we keep going back to the facts of life. That if you don't have police on the streets, crime will rise. That if you don't arrest criminals, crime will rise. That if you don't put people in prison pending bail, crime will rise. And we sound like we're being harsh because the only people that the left ever pays attention to are the criminals. They take down statues of George Washington and build statues of George Floyd. Think about that for a minute. I mean, George Washington, one of the most virtuous men who ever lived, a man who handed back a continent when he could have been king. And they tear down his statue and instead erect statues to a guy who was a fentanyl addict and a career criminal who stuck a gun in the belly of a pregnant woman while his friends ransacked her house. That's who they build statues to. So when you not only upend physical reality, but you upend moral reality, what do you expect? But the killing of these children, the desertion of these children, the destruction of families and the imprisonment of boys who have no fathers, it's just they just will not concede that their theories are not true. And it's just heartbreaking to watch it.
As an observer of the culture with such a keen eye, is there an explanation for how in one and the same society, Andrew, we can have the capacity to be the only nation on God's earth to put a dozen men on the moon, that we can create three vaccines for a deadly new virus in the space of 11 months. But in the city of Baltimore, and I just opened the show with this, in the city of Baltimore, 41% of students have an F grade. They have a GPA of 1. If that occurred in a quote-unquote normal country for 1 year, it would be a scandal and it would be solved. How can in one and the same nation, we can be the only nation to put men on the moon, but a massive city can have almost half the population, almost all of them black kids, utterly fail in such a way that it would have been better, Andrew, if they hadn't gone to school?
You know, I think there's actually an answer to that. Our freedoms and our capitalist system have made us an incredibly rich and incredibly successful and incredibly powerful country. And that means that we're protected from the consequences of our actions. And that allows hucksters and theorists and intellectuals to opine in ways that make them feel good and make them seem virtuous, while the actual poor and the weak suffer. Because if you're in a country that's fighting for its life, you can't play around with reality. You got to pay attention to reality, because every move you make may cost you the country, may mean the country falls apart or is conquered or just dies on the vine. When you're a country this powerful, there is a lot of ruin in the nation. And so you can have these essentially con men running our academies, running our media companies, posing in front of the camera and making speeches about politics when they're really just actors. All of those things can happen in a country this powerful and this successful without the elites really feeling the consequences. Only the weak, only the poor are feeling the consequences of the mistakes of the left. And that is the problem. Our success has kind of inoculated us against our insanity. And that has allowed these elites to talk nonsense that makes them feel virtuous, but actually destroys the weak. It's just the wages of success, in a way.
It reminds me of exactly the same line of thought I heard from that one of the few strategic minds I consider worthy of that title, the great Ed Luttwak, the American-Hungarian Jewish strategist and author, who said he was launching his new book on the Byzantine Empire, and at the end I asked him, what is your reaction, Professor Luttwak, to those who say that America has just failed for decades to win a war in the post-Cold War environment as this great power? And Ed, in his inimitable Luttwakian way, said, well, what is the point of being a superpower if you can't be stupid? So it seems as if, you know, we're too rich, right, Andrew? So we can make a lot of mistakes and not bleed to death. We can have a lot of cuts to our national body, but still continue with the stupid policies. Whether it's strategy or whether it's schools or anything else. We're talking to the author of Another Kingdom, the host of the Andrew Klavan Show at The Daily Wire. Follow him, Andrew Klavan. There's no ease in Klavan. Okay, guys? There never were and there never will be. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, and pain relief that's drug-free. Tens of thousands of Americans getting daily relief, me included. Find out today. Order your three-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 800-583-84. That's 800-583-84. What have you got to lose except the pain? Relieffactor.com. Your call's next here on America First.
And, you know, most people don't want to turn to Brian Stelter to tell us what's real. I'm sorry.
Well, then why'd you bother coming on CNN a few times this week?
You know, I'm a book salesman.
Michael, I love talking to you. I'm grateful you came on. And I guess let's do it again in 4 years.
That's Brian Stelter being read the riot act by a man who says, well, I'm here to sell books, but you're still a useless propagandist. It's delicious. They're both reprehensible, but that's classic video. We are back with the galactic master of the universe. He's known as Andrew Klavan. Drew to his buddies, K-L-A-V-A-N, at Andrew Klavan on Twitter. Also with the Daily Wire, host of the Andrew Klavan Show. Drew, let's talk about the big news item of the last 7-8 days in the United States. The fact, let you be my sanity check, Drew. At TPUSA this weekend, somebody said to me, this is it. This is, you know, somebody's lit the blue touch paper on the firework. This is what's going to change everything. When Americans see a selected administration tell them, oh,
it's about the vaccine. The people on the streets of Cuba waving the American flag. It's about COVID treatments. They said to me, that's it. That's when people are going to wake up and see these guys are really commies. Do you think so?
No. I mean, these are people who are claiming that asking people for their driver's license is Jim Crow. I think if these guys, I mean, if you believe anything these people are saying, you're already have drunk the Kool-Aid. But no, even, you know, the funny thing about it is even if it were COVID-19, then we have to ask the question, what happened to the great healthcare system that Michael Moore made the entire film about? When Fidel Castro died, every single news outlet said, oh, the wonderful health system, free healthcare that came in. So why isn't it working? Why is it solving the problem as the American evil capitalists did? The fact is what the regime is doing in Cuba is they train medical people and then basically sell them to other countries to get money to prop up the regime because Cuba is broke.
Right, right. You did a great piece on this where the regime gets money for their indentured servitude to international organizations. It's funny. Drew, I didn't see Michael Moore's analysis of that.
No, I mean, everything they say makes no sense. For instance, they blame us for the embargo, which we use to try and free the Cuban people. But the embargo doesn't cover medicine. It doesn't cover food. So they keep saying, how is a communist country supposed to survive if it can't trade with the most powerful, wealthy capitalist country in the world? In other words, they need us to prop them up. We don't need them to prop us up. Maybe the communism just doesn't work. But they keep going back to this mill. And again, it's the same thing. It is the fact that they can have theories that don't adhere to reality because we're so powerful, we're so wealthy, we have so many, such a great military that protects us, that they're not going to get punished for it. They're not going to look out the window and find Soviet troops or Chinese troops in the streets of New York anytime soon, so they can make all these comments about how wonderful communism is. They call us an imperialist country, they call us a colonialist country. Cuba colonized Venezuela, and now Venezuela is in as bad shape as they are in. Right. They are agents of, they sell this slave ideology. And you know, the attractions of socialism are also a product of success. When we limit the government, as we have for so long through the Constitution, it makes it seem like government is kind of a good thing. Like you can trust the government to give you health care. You can trust the government to redistribute wealth. You can trust the government because the United States Constitution has limited government and made it serviceable to the people. Once that Constitution is overridden by giving the government all this power, the power to take care of your health care, the power to redistribute wealth, then it's just a collection of powerful people, and powerful people are corrupt, and that's what we see in every country that falls to socialism.
But when we see members of the administration say that this isn't about communism, this is about COVID, do you think there are some Americans who aren't or weren't political who say, hang on a second, that's not true?
I would like to think so. I would like to think that when, you know, Barack Obama went over there and stood under the picture of Castro, you know, humming along to the national anthem of Cuba, that some people woke up. But I don't know. I mean, the truth is, I think that the Biden administration represents a minority of Americans, a substantial minority of Americans. They like his face. They like the fact that they know him. They like the fact that he's friendly old Joe, or used to be. He's the remnant of friendly old Joe. But these are not the policies that America supports or has ever supported. I'm just going by instinct here, but I believe that if the right put up a reasonable candidate and could run an election that was not fraught with fraud, I think that basically Republicans would take the government back in a sitting minute. You have to remember, you know, Donald Trump, you love him, but at the same time, he was a fractious guy. He was a tiring guy. You know, some people were just offended by his personality. But if you had somebody with Trump's policies, if you had somebody representing Trumpism who didn't frighten people and didn't frighten the suburban housewives and so on, I think that those are the policies America would vote for. I do not think they believe in this administration.
But there'd also be a very different international situation because it's Trump's character that gave us a stable 4 years on the global scene. He is Andrew Klavan, the author of an incredible autobiography called The Great Good Thing. Follow him at Andrew Klavan. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Alabama. Welcome, Alan.
A lot of people don't realize some of the most informed people in the world are truck drivers, because that's what we do.
Of course.
Exactly. And Sebastian Gorka comes from the inside. He knows what he's talking about. He's worked for the president. He's worked for all these organizations with the military. You can believe what he says.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Listen to Alan. Listen to our truck drivers. He used to be a regular caller. Is he on a different route? Alan, check in with us. We love America's steel cowboys. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Have you seen the stock market today? It's a disaster. They've got their panties in a wedge because of COVID. I guess they don't read the data. But who knows what the after effects, the shock to the system will be of their panic, of their hysteria. Or what if there's another cyber attack? Are you ready? If there's a run on the local grocery, not just the lines at the gas stations, you do know the local grocery has only 3 days of stock in the back. Do you want to be in a position where it's not just toilet paper you can't buy, but it's food? Don't be. Do what I do. Go to my Patriot Supply to get $50 off your 1 month supply. Use my URL specifically, preparewithgorka.com, for your supply of food that lasts for 25 years. I've bought several months worth. Why? Because I never want to be. Could you imagine being in the position where there's no food at home? Nothing. Your kids can't have dinner. Your wife can't prepare a meal. Don't be in that situation. Prepare. Have a plan B. Go to preparewithgorka.com today. That's preparewithgorka.com. From the Trafalgar Group. Trafalgar's getting really popular as a polling company. They did a poll that is being reported on by our buddies at justthenews.com. John Solomon will be with us later. 58.6% of the electorate are not confident at all that Kamala Harris is ready to be president. Oh, dear, what a surprise. You mean the cackling doesn't work, doesn't reassure them, and 5% say they were not very confident. Add that together, and that's 64%. 64% of Americans don't want the woman who's going to take over from that husk of a man, that bigot that is Biden, when surely he steps down from his current position as the man who bears the title of president. Well, what's going to happen then? Will the Biden-Kamala Harris regime be even more illegitimate? Let's get your take on it. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Let's go to Dave, who's been waiting patiently. Line 1, Columbus, Ohio. Welcome, Dave.
Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Gorka. This is my second time calling in. The topic you brought up today about the young woman being shot, I not only want to
young woman,
confirm what
she was
saying.
Six, Dave. Six. She was a child.
Yeah, well, I've got my own with these. I'm not only going to confirm what you're saying, but I'm going to amplify. I now teach in a correctional setting. I can't say where, but that's what I do.
God bless you.
I work with convicted felons. Okay. Well, thank you. It's a great job. It actually pays well, and it's a blessing for me. I discovered through one of my students, who was once a second grader when I taught in Columbus City Schools, that I found that I watched another one of his classmates die on television, and you probably saw it too. His name was Miles. He was interested in sports. He was a willing student and friendly enough, wanted to be a quarterback someday, some parental support, worst performing school in Columbus City. And I was new to that district, having worked in a high performing inner city district where we used all best practice. Miles was killed at St. Anne's Hospital in Westerville, Ohio. It made the national news because he was on a number of different drugs and hallucinogens, wasn't patted down properly by the police officers who noticed him passed out in a vehicle, and he shot one police officer in the chest, hitting the officer in their bulletproof vest. He was the one where there were six officers with guns on him, and he was so intoxicated that he was unable to even figure out whether he was putting the gun down or not. Eventually pointed the guns at the cops and got killed. everything you're saying is true. The unions have a vested interest in the schools failing. The worse the schools do, the more the, and I've been in both AFT and NEA, individual bargaining units can be very well run. But
Explain that. What is it, individual bargaining unit? Explain that for us, please, Dave.
Well, sir, what happens is I'm in an individual organization that is a union. My union is basically part of a network, almost like the old USSR. The USSR says how it'll be, but if I'm in my district, my unit, my bargaining group, relies on the State Education Association and the Federal Association to basically have teeth. The other side of the problem is that, and I came to teaching from a nonprofit administration, and then I was a restaurant manager, because you pay for the pizza by get the history major off your doorstep by paying for the pizza. So I'd seen how it worked. What happens is the doorstep.
We've got 60 seconds left, Dave. You've got to get to the point.
Here's the point. Yeah. The doorstep to getting into a corrupt political organization, a machine like Chicago, is nobody ever votes for their school board members. So Columbus City now has the highest murder rate that it's had ever. Two of the school board members who ran that failing school, which was nationally sanctioned, now one is the mayor, and one of them is saying she's coming to the table. If you look at Chicago, if you look at Baltimore, if you look at Buffalo, if you look at Rochester, all the people running the show now started out on school board.
So what you're saying is that it's all connected. It's all a deadly circle of grift and graft and control.
Precisely. If I step out of line with the union, these capricious jerks will take me out. And if I go to speak against the union to get something well done, then the capricious jerks take me out for the other reason the unions assist.
All right. Well, we're going to focus the whole last hour of the show on this topic. We're going to have Chris Rufo, the expert on critical race theory and the indoctrination in our schools, with us. Dave, God bless you for going into our prisons, for teaching there, and for ringing up shows like this with millions of listeners and viewers and telling the truth. Let's hear from more of you. Keep doing what you do. The number here is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. According to a recent survey, dear friends, 25% of homeowners are saving over $500 a month simply by refinancing their mortgages. They took advantage of these incredibly low rates, and now they have more money in their budget. And see right now what you should save by calling American Financing. Get a free mortgage review. There's no pressure, no upfront or hidden fees, just a simple conversation around which loan program may be a better fit for you. Rates are at all-time lows, and they could rise any moment. Chances are you can benefit right now. It could mean up to $1,000 in monthly savings, but only if you call 855-581-5828. That's 855-581-5828 or visit AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, MNLS 182334, NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. That's AmericanFinancing.net.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
Fascinating study based upon data from the CDC on those receiving vaccinations by race and ethnicity. The fact is, Black Americans, Hispanic Americans are not getting vaccinated at the same rate as their white fellow citizens. Why is that? Why is that? If it's free, if anybody is eligible, I'd love to get some calls from those communities. The number is 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. We are live streaming rumble.com/SebGORKA. Subscribe today as well as our Facebook feed. Let's go to your calls. The call board is full. David in South Carolina, line 4. Welcome, David.
Yes.
David.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I'm concerned with the fact that I feel like right now all of the conservative and Republican radio shows are promoting fear, just as all of the so-called Democratic news networks. And I am wondering why.
Who's promoting fear, David? Who are the conservative show hosts promoting fear, David?
Maybe I chose the wrong word. No,
David, you said all conservative show hosts are promoting fear. Who's promoting fear?
Well, I'm talking about, okay, like today, the crash, the stock market going down, and it's this impending doom.
Answer the question again, Dave. Who is promoting fear? You said all the conservatives are promoting fear. Give me some names.
Levin, Gallagher.
Levin and Gallagher are promoting fear.
Ron Gino.
I listened to Dan's show today. He's not promoting fear.
I'm on your guys' side.
Well, it doesn't sound like it because you're not telling the truth. I listened to Dan's show today. He wasn't promoting fear.
Well, what I mean is, okay, I actually wasn't expecting to get on it. But what I mean is I don't know what I am.
Okay, thank you, David.
I'm an American. I'm a U.S. Marine.
If you call in and you don't know, if you call in but you don't expect to get on air, why are you calling up, David?
American, I am for this country. I love this country. I served my country. I went to war for this country, and I am everything about this country, stars and stripes.
Okay, so why did you call in today?
Blood.
David, why did you call in?
Because I feel like the media and the media that I listen to, the media that woke me up, the media and you guys, you and everybody I listen to are kind of maybe going the same. It's just trying to put fear, but I want to know, like, is it because you want to wake people up?
I still don't understand what your criticism is, David. Stay on the line. I got to get to the bottom of it in the break. We'll continue discussion on Rumble. I'm Sebastian Gorka. More calls, Leonard, Bob, don't go anywhere, and John Solomon here on America First.